had a conversation with someone recently about their own service to other people. And I was sharing how they had the opportunity, in essence, to go through the door and to speak for what's on the other side of the door, to speak from a place of sacred space, of spiritual intimacy, a place of light, and bring that into what they were sharing with people. And in doing so, to connect the people that they were with to what's on the other side of that door. I believe we all have opportunity to do that. I'm recalling a conference I went to, trying to remember when. I think it was in the late 80s, maybe early 90s. It was in Mystic, Connecticut, and it was a spirit in business conference. Somebody gave a talk. They'd been consulting for the FBI. Can you imagine going in and consulting spirit in business for the FBI? So they're consulting for the FBI, and here's what this man said. He said he was telling these FBI agents that they had an office, but there are many layers of office that they participated in, or at least potentially could participate in. They had a physical office with a desk and so on, and a chair and whatever it was. So they had a physical office. They had an office or a station, if you will, that appeared on an org chart someplace. So they had an office within the company, within the FBI. But there was also another office that they had. They had a calling. They had a commission for their life purpose and for what they were offering to humanity through all these other layers of office that they participated in. I believe that's true for all of us. You could be a clerk. You could be pulling weeds in the garden. But you don't have to be just pulling weeds. In everything we do, there is a priestly function to doing that thing. It doesn't ignore all the practical elements, all the physical elements, all the philosophical elements, but there's something else that we can bring which transforms the situation into something else and actually makes us more effective in the practical. And at the same time, when we're coming from that space, we are offering an opportunity for the people around us and the world around us. In fact, we're an initiation point for regenerative experience, regenerative culture. That is the place, this is the place from which regeneration comes for an individual and for the world. And when we're coming from that place, we're bringing spiritual regeneration, which brings regeneration at all the other levels of human experience. So we're here to be a server and to be that open door for other people, to open doors for them. We're here to be liberators of ourselves and liberators of other people, because we're opening a door for them that they hadn't seen, that yes, was there all the time, but we can be walking around and not see the door because, of course, the door is an invisible door for everybody. But you can be a visible representation of that door, and therefore help them open up the door that's inside them. We are here to be wise and understanding in our role, in our compassionate role as servers with other people. Wise and understanding. Had an experience with someone just recently. This person is usually very kindly. You might think of them as a soft person. But there was something daunting that came into their life. And then I saw the look that came over their face. It got hardened and chiseled. And they were assessing all the unsafeness they were seeing in the world around them. And I at first reacted. Why are you responding to life that way? But then my heart cracked open and I got compassionate. And I got loving for that part of them that was protecting themselves from the world in which they were living. Protecting themselves from all the bad things that had happened all through their lives. And when they felt that acceptance, something softened again for them. And they could honor that part of them that had to navigate the world while at the same time walking through the door of their own spiritual connection. It's thinking about an unfairness that we learn as a server about the human condition. So think about this unfairness. And it relates to hurt. So I believe this is typically how it goes for us as human beings. So we get hurt once, somewhere in our life, maybe in childhood and adolescence as a young person, or somewhere in our life we get somehow hurt, injured in life. Something happens to us. And when we're younger, we're much more vulnerable to that. There's not much we can do, and it just happens to us. So we get hurt once, but, you know, hurt and injury is a gift that keeps on giving. Because we get hurt, and the second injury is we begin, all too often, to see ourselves and experience ourselves as a victim. As someone who gets hurt and therefore has to protect themselves, fend off the world. That's the second injury. And then there's a third injury. People who have been hurt, injured, have a tendency to hurt and injure. Three hurts. That's the human condition. And when you see it, it could break your heart. You see it about another person, and they've gone through that. So a part of the liberating truth that we're bringing to people is the connection with this, with connection with the fact that however you've been hurt, there's a part of you that never was hurt. There's a part of you that is still shining and is still loving, is intact, totally intact. The aspect of the divine that created you, that is your inner reality, is strong. It's loving. It's whole. When we open the door for another person, we are reminding them of that. We may be inviting them to look at how they got injured in the first place. But we're also inviting them to see how they got injured a second time by themselves, actually, even though they didn't know it, and even though it's understandable and we have compassion. Because it's, you might say, natural in human nature, if you've been injured, to see yourself as a victim and to be worried about being injured again, to see yourself as a victim. And then the most aggressive person is often the one who is defensive. They think they're just defending themselves, but meanwhile they have to control the whole world to make themselves feel safe from being injured. Defensiveness is quite a thing. It's a very aggressive act oftentimes. So with compassion, we're inviting someone to see that whole pattern and undo it in themselves, to reassociate, reconnect with the wholesome reality of who they are, the loving reality of who they are, the magnificent reality of who they are. We're inviting them to remember that they're a creator being with magical powers of creation. There is magic in what we're speaking of. There's magic in a human life when lived that way. And yes, we all have the outer parts of our lives that are practical and that need practical attention. But there's something magical that's invoked in our own experience. The power of creation begins to move in consciousness, in us individually, in mind and heart, and through us, and then among us together. In an evening like this, we're not doing any heavy physical lifting. There are no physical obstacles immediately present. We're just here set free in this space to create in consciousness and create forms in consciousness. I believe we all got healthier tonight. We were up for it. Our bodies love this, by the way. But we're creating together here in this space. And in some way, that has profound implications for all the levels, other levels of the offices that we inhabit. I'm not here as spiritual director of Sunrise Ranch, not in that office. But it will have an impact in my function as spiritual director of Sunrise Ranch. The same thing is true for any of us. So, good to set ourselves free, set each other free. You have that power. You have that power to set other people free. Being a server is about that. So good to share this together, and good to share the information of the event, so I am happy about that. But more importantly, good to walk through this door that we've walked through here together tonight. Thank you so much. Thank you.